my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. You tuned in to WCUW 91.3 FM, Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and worldwide at WCUW.org.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this station nor its management.
If animals learn to speak our language, I'm certain their first word would be, why?
Welcome to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Vegan Nation is an informational program about living the vegan lifestyle, featuring interviews with individuals and organizations who are practicing a healthy vegan lifestyle. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by two vegan businesses in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're featuring the Herbivorous Butcher, a vegan meat and cheese butcher shop in Minneapolis. And after the break, we'll be joined by Cale Walsh, who, along with his sister Aubrey, founded the vegan butcher shop, The Herbivorous Butcher. And now, we'll be joined by Sarah Woodcock, who, along with her husband Dan Woodcock and their business partner and friend Lewis Hunter, have opened up a vegan restaurant, Trio Plant-Based, also in Minneapolis. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Marlene. How are you?
Great, thanks. How are you?
Good.
I am so happy about this. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you for taking the time. I'm excited.
Well, I'm really excited about this. It is a great honor that you are joining us on Vegan Nation, and congratulations to you and Lewis and Dan on your new restaurant, Trio Plant-Based.
Thank you so much.
So, Sarah, where do we begin? A lot has been going on. Let's hear it.
So, yes, a lot has gone on within the past year. My husband and I, well, we've been vegan for 6 years. It was about a year ago that we had the blessing and honor of meeting our now business partner, Lewis Hunter. And he was, at the time, facing some unjust charges, some false charges, and being accused of something that he didn't do in relation to attending a protest. And it just so happens that my husband Dan and I were also at that protest for Black Lives Matter. And after the protest, Lewis was hit with these charges, and we still didn't know him at the time, but some people that were working on getting his story out there organized a house party, and my husband Dan and I attended that house party. We got to know him and heard his story, and we're just like, you know, this is really wrong that he's going through this. And we decided to join the cause and get involved and try and get those charges dropped. He was looking at facing up to 20 years in prison for something he didn't do. So we joined the cause and we put pressure on the system to get those charges dropped. And about 5 weeks or so later, the charges were dropped. And throughout that process, that was really, you know, stressful. I think Lewis's, you know, future was really up in the air at that time. We three formed a friendship. So that's really where I think, you know, Trio Plant-Based came from, which is our forthcoming all plant-based restaurant in Minneapolis. And we just got done with a successful Kickstarter campaign, and we amazingly found the perfect space for our restaurant, and we signed the lease about a week ago on Friday. So we're now celebrating that, and we are working on getting the restaurant ready to open. So
congratulations, and thank you. Thank you to you, Sarah, and Dan, and Lewis, and justice. Justice prevails.
Exactly. Exactly. Thank you, Marlene.
This is very, very significant, because this is the building of the new era of justice, of unconditional love and compassion.
That's right. Exactly. And I think you kind of hit the nail on the head as far as, I think what's really special about Trio is that by bringing in the plant-based diet, and my husband and I both being vegan as well, we are passionate about justice for animals. Trio is just that. It's something where we can exercise the concept of justice, and we can exercise the concept of unconditional love, and offer some opportunities through Trio, that the baseline where we start is with a plant-based diet, and we build from there. So we're like, yeah, we've got this foundation now for Foundation for Justice for Animals, a foundation for some racial justice, and how can we then use Trio to really build on those concepts and make the world a better place for everyone, starting with here in Minneapolis.
So let's hear about the restaurant. I would like to begin with this first. When I went to your Facebook page, Trio Plant-Based, this is the first thing I read. Quote, Trio is offering grilled chicken and cheese quesadillas with salsa, homemade sour cream, and pickled jalapenos with seasoned rice. End quote. You had me at that.
Thank you, Marlene. Yes, I had a workshop, a racial justice workshop to go to this weekend, and we were also invited to be part of the Rooster Redemption Sanctuary benefit to raise money for some rooster chicken runs for them. And so they offered that we could come and do a pop-up there. So we decided to have our chicken and cheese quesadillas, which we make a house-made mozzarella, like white stretchy cheese. And then we add on a chipotle cream sauce. And then we put pieces of Beyond Meat grilled chicken on the inside. And then we grill those up, slice them like a pizza, and then we serve them with our house-made seasoned rice. So it ends up just being a delicious meal. And that's really the type of food we're going to provide is, you know, food options that people are familiar with. So it's going to help, I think, people transition to being more open to a plant-based diet and, you know, being able to come in and get foods that they can't go to every restaurant and get if they're vegan.
And it's so great to see and taste and know that everything can be veganized and it's even better.
It's so true. I have so many things now that I've veganized. I've been working on perfecting the recipes over the years I've been vegan. And you're absolutely right. Like, things now, you can make them tastier. You can customize them to your own, you know, flavor preferences. And also, you know, for example, like, we have the Herbivorous Butcher right here in Minneapolis, which I believe is actually sharing this episode with us. And we are so lucky. Like, they're distributing, I think, nationwide wholesale, but we have them right here. And they've been so supportive of Trio, and the meats and the cheeses that they make are so good. So we're going to be incorporating and supporting their business alongside, you know, while we're supporting Trio.
You all rock. You are amazing.
So, yeah, we're very excited and, you know, just the beginning.
That's right. That's right. And it begins with believing in your dream. This is amazing. Yes. That you have got the brick and mortar restaurant.
Yes. It's been really a very surprisingly just wonderful path. It's flowed very well. But you're right. It's been about not compromising and really doing things that we believe in. And not, you know, sacrificing, you know, this cause or that cause because we think it might not be popular. Just owning that, like, hey, I really support racial justice and I really want to, you know, offer some opportunities and I really want to do that in a vegan manner. And it just goes to show that these things are possible, you know, and we don't have to sacrifice our morals in different areas. It's exciting when you're able to actually, you know, live in a way and especially have a business in a way that's compatible with that.
Yes, and you are an inspiration because it really takes having the vegan restaurants, the 100% vegan restaurants. That's going to be the shift maker here.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that kind of has to be, you know, for all the reasons that there's, you know, injustice associated with having a non-vegan restaurant.
Yes, and injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere, as you know, by MLK Jr., and that's why it needs to be 100% vegan, because that creates the vibrations, the energy, the reality, the paradigm of justice.
There you go.
So thank you, Trio Plant-Based, three-of-a-kind foods in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Thank you so much. And if people want to follow our progress, I recommend joining our email list by sending an email to hello@trioplantbased.com. with subscribe in the subject line, and then we can add you to our email list and you can get updates about what we're doing. We're going to have ways for people all around the country, even if they don't live in Minneapolis, to support our initiative and to support providing meals for people, plant-based meals for people that may not be able to afford to dine at the restaurant. We want to make dining in our restaurant accessible to everyone regardless of income level.
Thank you very much, Lewis Hunter, Sarah Woodcock, and Dan Woodcock.
Thank you so much for having us on, Marlene. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you so much, Marlene.
Hey, and congratulations on your press. I saw you have a couple articles.
I know, right?
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know that you're humble. I do want to say, though, that you're really making a huge, huge, huge leap in the vegan evolution revolution.
Oh, thank you so much.
For sure.
I really appreciate that. Okay, thanks, Marlene. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
That was Sarah Woodcock, who, along with her husband, Dan Woodcock, and their business partner and friend, Lewis Hunter, have opened up a vegan restaurant in Minneapolis, Minnesota. The restaurant is called Trio Plant-Based, Three of a Kind Foods, a restaurant celebrating racial justice and veganism. In celebration of Trio Plant-Based, here's a song by Sunta Africa, performed right here live in the WCUW studios, Worcester, Massachusetts. After Sunta Africa's song, and after a short break, we'll be joined by the Herbivorous Butcher, an all-vegan plant meat butcher shop in the heart of Minneapolis. We'll be joined by the owners, Aubrey and Cale Walsh, a brother and sister team. All vegan, all love, all quality. Yes, Sunta Africa. Here's Sunta Africa, a master soul songstress.
Okay. Yes, that's my soul calling. It's just something that comes through.
I hear you.
Yeah.
And what song is going to come through today?
So I actually thought that I was just going to improv something. Just right off the top of my head. No, I didn't come with a written song or anything. So I just figured we'd try that.
Okay.
Ooh, is this the time for you to look in your mind and reach into your heart to help me in the plight I'm in? When did I become nothing to you? I have my own spirit. I'm not here for you to do what you want to me. Can't you see there's more to me? Can't you see I want to be free? Help me, you have the power. Help me, you are the decider. Reach for something different. Reach for something different. Open up your heart and save me. All you have to do is choose compassion. Go vegan.
Beautiful. That's Sunta Africa. Performing live in the studio at WCUW 910 Main Street, Worcester, Massachusetts. Wow. It's beautiful. Master soul songstress, Sunta Africa.
I think I need to write some vegan songs.
And to know that that just came right out of spirit, off the top of your head right now. Nothing planned, nothing
nope.
written, nothing pre-recorded. Wow.
Yeah. Just a thought. And I actually just put myself in the place of a cow
mm-hmm.
in thinking of my babies.
I know.
Yeah?
How about a little encore?
A little encore. It won't be the same thing. It'll never be the same when okay. I do that. Okay. What are you willing to give? What are you willing to take? What are you willing to give to help me get off of your plate? When will you open your heart? When will you realize I want to be? When will you realize I want to be free? When will you open your eyes? When will you decide to see the truth? When will you open your eyes and see me for what I am? I'm just like you. When will you change your life? When will you change mine? When will you change your life? It's the only way I can live free.
Thank you, Sonda. And do you have any contact information you'd like to share with our listeners?
I do. People can find me on social media. Sunta Africa at everything. It's SUNTAAFRICA. So on Instagram, it's Sunta Africa. On Facebook, it's Sunta Africa. And my website is suntaafrica.com.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me on, Marlene. It's always fun.
Oh, yes, thank you so much.
You are listening to America's Music Station. WCUW.
Please join us on Vegan Nation right here on WCUW 91.3 FM every Thursday, 4 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Vegan Nation features local, national, and international news, events, interviews, and music on the vegan lifestyle. Listen worldwide at WCUW.org. Worcester Community Radio, serving Central Massachusetts and the globe. Thanks for tuning in. We're now featuring a vegan butcher shop, The Herbivorous Butcher, in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We're joined by Aubrey and Cale Walsh, a brother and sister team, the owners and founders of The Herbivorous Butcher, and they also have an animal sanctuary, Herbivorous Acres. Welcome and thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, you and your sister Aubrey are really amazing. Not only are you very skilled vegan entrepreneurs, but also you're very cute, funky, and fun. I follow you on your social media.
Yeah, we have a good time at it. Otherwise, what's the point, you know?
So this is really great. I know you've been in business since 2013 with a vegan butcher shop where you sell vegan meats and vegan cheeses.
Yeah, yeah. We started at the farmer's market in 2014, and it continues to escalate every day. So these are exciting times.
So let's hear about the different meats that are in the Herbivorous Butcher Shop.
Sure. So we've got everything from your pastrami, your capicola, Cuban-inspired pork, to different kinds of sausages, like our All-American breakfast sausage, Italian sausage, and beer brats that you can find at our local ballpark, Target Field. And we've got things like the Korean rib, which is our most popular product, the Smoky House rib, which was the first one I ever made, and things like the steaks. Porterhouse steak and ribeye steak, which has got a fat hand marbled in. So, yeah, there's no limit to what we can do, which is very exciting for me.
Well, this is great. And for our listeners who might not be aware of the plant meats, what is the plant ingredients that make up plant meats?
So many of our products are seitan based. What seitan is, it's a high protein wheat flour mixed with water. That's very basically what seitan is. But we take that many, many levels deeper, blending various kinds of juices and vinegars and different kinds of bean flours to, create different textures and different flavors. Now, we also have a lot of gluten-free offerings that are some of our most popular, actually, like our shredded chicken made out of jackfruit and our meatloaf, which is made of lentils and mushrooms and carrots and onions, things like that. So we've got something for everyone.
That's great, and I'm also very excited to hear about your vegan cheese.
Yeah, that's that's my baby. I still make every batch of cheese that comes out of the shop. And it's a labor of love. It's a difficult and delicate process, but it's one that I've been doing for so long, I finally have it mastered. So when I first started, it used to be like maybe one out of four batches of cheese would work out, and whatever that was would be what we had for the week. But now I've got it down. We put out hundreds of pounds of cheese every week and ship all across the country to different restaurants and direct to consumer, things like that.
Yes, and congratulations on the expansion. Last I heard, I think you have 24 employees now.
Yeah, you know, we just expanded that even a little bit. We just launched our food truck last week, which is very exciting. So between that and adding a few butchers for the summer, we're up to 33 now, I think.
Wow, and now you're selling nationally wholesale.
Yep, restaurants and vegan grocery stores all across the country.
And for restaurants and the vegan grocery stores who are interested in your products, what's the contact information?
For restaurants and wholesalers, you can contact Lindsay at yourbivorousbutcher.com, or you can send a message to me, too, Kale at yourbivorousbutcher.com.
That's great. Yes, and today I saw the picture of your mobile food truck, the Herbivorous Butcher food truck. That's really a great idea.
Yeah, we're having a lot of fun with that, because there are lots of ready-to-eat things that we want to have, but unfortunately our butcher shop isn't licensed to be a restaurant, so we can't have, you know, sit-down tables and things like that. But this gives us an outlet to make the kind of foods that we normally wouldn't have in the shop, like a pulled pork sandwich that's made out of pulled oyster mushrooms that are slow-smoked. And things of that nature. It allows us to express our creative side on ready-to-eat foods a little bit more readily, and gives us the ability to cater weddings and things that we just weren't able to do before. So it's a great addition.
Kale, I think that you and your sister Aubrey are very powerful and very influential in the vegan evolution revolution, because it takes this transition. And I think it's exciting because, let's face it, 99% of the people are used to going into a butcher shop, a meat counter, and looking at the case and seeing all the meats, and here you are providing it, and it's 100% non-violence.
Yeah, we exist to bridge the gap for people, you know, using terms that are familiar and making products that look and taste just like their counterparts, so they don't have to really miss out on anything.
Right, it's available and it's delicious. And I have to say that I don't look at those meats and cheeses as transition foods. I look at them as food. Those of us who love all of these traditional meats, which I do want to say the word meat really is a vegan term. It means the edible part of fruit as opposed to the inedible seed, and it was co-opted by a carnist culture into flesh eating, but it really is meat. So you are really providing the true meat.
That's true. That is true. We are. We're taking the word back.
That's right. And I'm also anxious to hear about Herbivorous Acres.
Yeah. We're still working on finding a spot. We've had farm heartbreak after farm heartbreak, it seems, where we get very close to finalizing the deal and something happens at the very end. But we've had a very successful fundraiser. We just had our House of Love fashion show, an all-vegan fashion show. It was our second one. And it went very well. We met our $5,000 goal, so that was awesome. So it's looking to be a good summer. We're looking constantly for land or a existing farm that we can occupy, and hopefully by the end of the year we'll have something going. Yeah, I'm optimistic.
You're very, very, very special. You are a special soul on this planet. You and your sister Aubrey. Thank you.
Absolutely, it became a mission. I could see it as an outlet to possibly save the world. And that continues to excite me today, and keeps me getting up every morning.
Thank you, Kale. We're coming to a close in the interview. Can you please give a recap of the Herbivorous Butcher?
Yeah, so we're an all-vegan butcher shop located in the heart of Minneapolis, Minnesota. We ship nationwide. If you don't live here, you can try our stuff. We got all kinds of options online, and you know, hopefully in the near future we will have a shop closer to you as we try to continue to expand. So stay tuned, and thanks for having me.
Thank you, Kale. And I'd also like to give a shout out to Laura, your marketing manager. She's really awesome too.
Oh, she is a good genius in every capacity. I thank her also.
Yes. Well, thank you, Kale, and thanks to your sister Aubrey for being the founders and owners of the Herbivorous Butcher, a vegan butcher shop in the heart of Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Cool. Thanks, Marlene.
Thank you, Cale. Take care. Okay, bye-bye.
Yep, bye.
That was Cale Walsh, who, along with his sister Aubrey Walsh, are the founders and owners of The Herbivorous Butcher, a vegan butcher shop in Minneapolis. And before the break, we were joined by Sarah Woodcock, who, along with her husband Dan Woodcock and their business partner Lewis Hunter, have opened up a 100% vegan restaurant also in Minneapolis, and that restaurant is Trio Plant-Based, three-of-a-kind foods. In closing, I'd like to remind everyone that as long as humanity continues to claim superiority, privilege, and entitlement to dominate, exploit, and harm those who don't look like us, which in the animal research industries and animal ag operations are mostly mothers and their babies, then by the universal laws of reciprocity, what we put out comes back. Those vibrations and experiences of misogyny, discrimination, slavery, oppression, exploitation, and violence will continue to manifest, return boomerang back to humanity, millennia after millennia, affecting all of us. The most important action we can take to manifest equality, justice, I should say to finally manifest equality, justice, sustainability, egalitarianism, and peace on this planet is to become a vegan, promote veganism, and support 100% vegan businesses and restaurants. And I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene. Please join us next week for news about that vegan couple from Australia who are currently on their way to Boston for the Boston Animal Save. And also, Earthling Ed from London, England, who is currently on his way to Rowdy Girl Vegan Sanctuary in Texas. Join us next week at this time, where we'll bring you more news on living a vegan lifestyle. Hear this program again at wcuw.org/vegannation. Theme music provided by Will Tuttle. This is Marlene Narrow, wishing you a good day.
Vegan Nation is sponsored in part by St. Croix Beach Massage, advocating social justice for all living creatures. Massage on the beach, at your rental villa, or at the historic Club Comanche Hotel St. Croix, because your tropical vacation should be filled with relaxation. Online at massagestcroix.com.
Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation. Let's go out with a few tunes from Diesel. This is I'm a Vegan.
All you need is to do the research and start to read about the business of animal agriculture. We ain't carnivores or hunters, we are scavengers like vultures. A scavenger eats decomposing flesh. Carnivores hunt and kill their prey and eat it raw and fresh. Yeah, we can eat meat, but that doesn't mean we have to. That doesn't mean it's natural, that doesn't mean we can't choose a different way of living that'll help the ecosystem and save the animals who are suffering as victims of enslavement, rape, exploitation, and murder, so that overfed people can enjoy a cheeseburger.
But Diesel, I can't help it, I just love the taste.
Well, I love having sex, but that don't mean that I should rape. That don't mean that I should take something that is not mine. Carnivore and cannibal are separated by a fine line of morality.
But Diesel, plants are living too, so when you eat them, you are still causing casualties.
True, but it takes tons of plants to feed the animals. So being vegan saves the plants, the animals and planet too. Deforestation, a sick population, and animals suffering are results of indoctrination by the corporations who only care about their bottom line. A way that you can fight them is to go vegan, and now's the time. Give me the veggies, give me the fruits. Give me the greens, give me the roots. What? Give me the seeds, give me legumes. Come on. I got what you need, I'm giving you truth. I'm a V. Give me the veggies, give me the fruits. Give me the greens, give me the roots. What? Give me the seeds, give me legumes. Come on. I got what you need, I'm giving you truth. What? Give me the seeds, give me legumes. Come on. I got what you need, I'm giving you truth.
Yeah. Go vegan, and now's the time.